From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says America is committed to its partnership with the European Union and NATO. Marta van der Wolf reports.
Vice President Pence traveled to the European Union and NATO with messages from President Donald Trump to continue the political and economic partnership with Europe, but also with an ultimatum for NATO allies to increase their defense budget within 1 year. Pence told reporters at NATO that burden sharing is needed if Europe is committed to its own security. European Council President Donald Tusk says the two leaders discussed international order, security, and the attitude of the new U.S. administration toward the EU. Marta van der Wolf, Brussels.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Monday the United States does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Donald Trump has in the past advocated. Mattis spoke to reporters traveling with him to Iraq on an unannounced visit. The visit came on the second day of a military offensive to push Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul.
The Iraqi army continues to surge against the enemy on the west side of Mosul. Despite the casualties they've taken, this is an army that's learned to fight in the middle of a real tough battle.
On Monday, Iraqi forces moved forward, targeting a hill that overlooks the city's airport. President Donald Trump has chosen Lieutenant General Herbert R. McMaster as his new national security advisor. He made the announcement at his Florida home. Mr. Trump called H.R. McMaster a man of tremendous talent and experience. Russia's longtime U.N. ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, died suddenly on Monday in New York. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials are already warning that a ceasefire that went into effect Monday in eastern Ukraine is at risk of falling apart. Under the ceasefire announced in Munich by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, both sides, Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists, are supposed to abide by the two-year-old Minsk agreement and withdraw heavy weaponry from the front lines. Hours before the truce, a separatist leader issued military threats, but the chief of a European monitoring mission says there has been a significant reduction in military incidents. U.S. President Donald Trump says what he calls the fake news media is defending Sweden's immigration policies, but that recent immigration into the country has been a failure. Mr. Trump's tweet extended for another day the controversy he ignited when he erroneously told a weekend political rally that something terrible had occurred on Friday in Sweden. Mr. Trump explained that his remark referred to a news broadcast about migrants in Sweden and not a terrorist attack. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven weighed in.
There's no doubt we have a situation in the world where 65 million people had to flee the countries last year or the year before that. 65 million. So that's a worry for us together.
The Prime Minister of Sweden. That was the sound in Washington, D.C. as protesters rallied to oppose the Trump administration. It's called Not My President rallies. They took place on Monday, which in the United States is a holiday known popularly as President's Day. Events took place from Boston to Seattle, where protesters said they hoped to make it an anti-Trump day. The Democratic Republic of Congo is brushing off demands for an independent investigation into the alleged executions of civilians by DRC troops in the Kasai region. Video emerged on social media over the last several days, appearing to show soldiers shooting men and women as they lay on the ground. One of the videos apparently shows children being shot. DRC officials call the videos fake, saying a malicious opposition group edited the pictures in such a way as to make DRC forces look bad. But the United States and several allies are demanding a more thorough probe. The Mogadishu Ambulance Service says the death toll from Sunday's car bomb blast in Somalia's capital has climbed to 39. Authorities say the majority of those killed were civilians in the Kawagodi mini market in the city's Watajir district. A New Zealand court has upheld an earlier ruling that internet entrepreneur Kim.com can be extradited to the United States. He faces criminal charges related to online piracy. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.